Nine more action figures.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome to episode 200 of Hoodcast AF Action Figure Podcast. That's right. Joined along with me is, of course, the one and only Cobra Dad, and you can visit him on the Weekly Habit on Wednesday nights on Instagram, I think it's still called. People still on there? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time about get the fuck out. You know, but then I'm thinking, like, you know, episode 200, this is a special episode. We got to do something, right? Or is it just another number, you know?
I mean, it's bicentennial, baby.
Okay. I don't swing that way, but... You know, I hear all these other shows like, yo, we got Todd McFarlane and shit, you know, we're going to interview this. And then they're like, yo, we got the Chain Bros. We're going to talk to these guys like anyone knows who they are. And, you know, like Chain Bros are awesome. But
you don't know, shit on Chain Bros.
I ain't shitting. I'm just saying everyone's saying like, hey, we got this celebrity guest and shit. But let me tell you something. We have tonight Steve Z, PhD.
Yes, sir. God bless Hoodcast AF, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. And, you know, don't call me Jackson because, you know, I could boot you and then you can go back to trolling me. But, you know, thanks for joining us, man. Like, we've never had you on the show or talked to you live, I don't think. Yeah.
Nope.
You had your buddy call in before and we were going to get him on the show and he knew absolutely nothing. Who's that guy?
Yeah. He's one of my good friends. I was telling him about you guys.
Steve's lying.
I think you guys do some funny crap, man. And so I was playing some of it for him. And I said, man, you should call in, man. These guys give me shit all the time. You should call in. And I said, they're inviting people on left and right, and I haven't gotten invited on. Which honestly, I was joking. But I said, you should call in and just tell them you want to be part of the show. And he said, fuck yeah, I'll do it.
So first off, Steve, we know you don't have any friends.
Now, I had to pay him.
I barely got friends. You know, they've been dropping off. Not, you know, just to be, you know, because Mike's not here or whatever, or he's not on the show anymore. But we've been talking, you know, we still talk. So
I feel like that's a ploy, man. That's all a gimmick. I think he's coming back.
It's not a gimmick, dude. I'll tell you that.
Can't you shut up? I'm busy.
Maybe in some form or another he could come back, but it's not, you know, it's not what you think. You know, and I there's no surprise, there's no plan, there's no nothing. I'm just saying possibilities, you know.
Yeah.
Like in wrestling, you never say never. Like CM Punk came back, and that dude's a piece of shit.
You should open your mouth a little wider when you speak.
It would almost work out perfectly.
Soap opera.
Right?
Yeah, well, I'm the same. I'm on the show, and I've been pressing him for the last, since he made the decision. Like, I didn't want to. I'm like, yeah, you guys are working this. You guys are playing. You guys are doing this. You guys are full of shit.
That's exactly what I thought.
We're 4 episodes deep, and I ain't heard a peep. So we'll see how long it lasts.
You know,
but to be honest with you,
still love you, Mikey.
Yeah, and even though you try to give him love and throw shouts out to him and say, hey, give him some credit for what he's done on the show, he'll still kick you out of his chat.
Well, I hope you guys get it worked out.
So,
oh yeah, well, he kicked me out of his chat.
Anyways, it's been 200 episodes, and actually a lot more if you join the Patreon. You know, with all the bonus episodes and after shows, and but I thought, like, you know, we're not getting any smarter here. We're not learning ourselves anything, if that makes any sense. So I thought, like, you know, we would start off with like something like, you know, the word of the day, so we can learn something new and use it a little bit, you know, here and there. So I pulled up like a word of the day app and it just comes up randomly. This word is foist. You want to know what it means? It goes to
foist with an F.
Foist with an F. F-O-I-S-T. It's a verb. To force someone to accept or deal with something that they do not want. I'll use it in a sentence. I'm going to the markets because the sellers are always foisting me with what I didn't plan to buy.
I think you didn't use it right, bro.
Dude, I didn't make up that. I just read it from the app. The app's got to be correct.
No, you don't go, I went there and I got foisted. That's not the way you use that actual term. You say, it was boisterous the way the sellers are.
Bro, I was the foist person to use it. But look, hey, you know, let's try to use it during the show. And, you know, it's like the secret word. So anytime you get foisted to use foist, yeah! Hey, it's a secret word, you know. We learned something, all right? New gimmicks, man. We got new gimmicks.
Not all of them are winners, but they're new.
Hey, I don't have a wiener.
I don't have a wiener!
yeah, so we got the action figure news. We got dogs barking. We got all kinds of shit going on. This is going to be a party, man. And we got the party man himself, Steezy, PhD. Are you actually a PhD?
Oh, shit.
I do have a PhD.
Fucking party,
in what?
Foisting. Public health. They foisted it.
Public health.
Foisting. Yeah, public health.
So, can you give us like a description of what that means, public health?
I can give you a description. Public health just means when you're, you know, the health of the community, the population.
They need it, man.
Yeah, I mean, population health is maybe another term for it, but it's more geared towards the population, the community, you know. Maybe citywide, statewide.
So basically a social worker.
I that's not what I do. That's just what my degree's in, my public health degree. I have a very special niche within there.
Yeah,
I work for a health insurance plan, so it's boring.
Oh, you work for a health insurance company ripping people off who are sick. I get it.
Yeah, I see it. You just like,
there's good money in them sick.
Hey.
There is.
Hey, you got to buy this shit. Or else, you know, we're going to come in and foist you right up the ass, you know. I think I used it correctly.
We foist upon you. That's right. We foist insurance upon you.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Yo, that use of that word was totally foisted right now.
Really? I don't even think you used it right either. You're adding all the... Can you just use foist normally, like foisted upon someone?
Well, I mean... I went to the A's game a month ago and I was yelling so loud and I lost my foist.
I don't think that's correct either. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you're taking a dump in the shower and you have to hand lower it to the toilet, you're basically foisting a turd, you know?
Right. And like women, you know, my body, my foist.
Yeah, you know, and also if you're too drunk and it's like a rope, you're pushing rope, you know, you have to foist it in there.
Yeah. And it's almost like when your old lady's too drunk to actually open her mouth wide enough to suck your wang, you just foist that fucker right in there.
Yeah.
That's the best definition yet, Kobe. Yeah.
Well, you heard it foist. Let's get to the action figure news.
Join the Hoodcast AF Patreon for bonus media and episodes. It's cheaper than the garbage you buy on a daily basis. Cheaper than $1 a week, you could have access to tons of bonus episodes and content. For only $3 a month, you will be indoctrinated into the Hoodcast cult collective. And now the action figure news.
Let me ask you something, Steve. How many different action figure shows do you listen to? Like, you know, YouTube, podcasts, everything.
On a regular basis, I listen to you guys and Highly Posable religiously, weekly. And then I'll check out a couple, like, I'll check out every now and then, I'll check out Toy Anxiety, which I know you're not a big fan of. I'll check out Geek Dad Life. And then there's a podcast out of Australia that I'll listen to every now and then.
Like the Toy Anxiety, that's the Ghostbusters dude, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Punchable face guy. Not that I wish any violence upon him, so don't. I don't want to, like, you know, foist him into something that he doesn't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And every now and then, I know you mentioned Retro Blasting. He's kind of fun to watch sometimes, man, because I think he does tell it, you know, like it is. I know you don't like him, Cobra, but...
Yeah, I
it's
just
not
like
that I
drama.
Didn't like him. It's just, you know... I can be judgmental on people that I first meet.
He's kind of whiny. He's whiny.
Yeah.
He wouldn't. I wouldn't want to hang around him. I mean, most people wouldn't want to hang around me. But I do feel like he's pretty fun to listen to sometimes because he does tell it straight.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's shitting all the time. I like how that bit. Just add the shit sentence. And he takes long pauses to think shit. I don't know, whatever foisting out a turd. Okay, okay, let's calm down.
Talk about using your own bit and running with it.
Right, you know, like I had the idea, and and now we up and going. So let's get on with the this week in the news. First up, Mythic Legions or Four Horsemen Studios. So they had their what do you call it? The Mystery of Mythos Mystery Box, where you can you get two figures, right? And it's $75 plus flat shipping this time. Only $10 flat shipping within the United States, you know. But that's pretty cool for the shipping. Now the figures that they showed off, there's some pretty rare ones in there, like the King Dude Noglin or whatever, Egalis, which I really want that one. But
you don't get to choose which one you get though, right? I mean, no. It's
blind. That's a mystery joint. Yeah.
Mystery.
Yeah.
So you could be getting like two Stinkors, you know, right. Or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or the Mossman fucking shit. Like, I'm not going to be mad if I get one of those because I don't have them. I'd be fine with it, but I don't want both of them, you know? I want something cool. There's a bunch of cool stuff there. Like, yeah, like I said, the Egalis, the King Noblin, and then the other King Noglin or whatever. Those ones are pretty rare, you know, and pretty cool looking. But yeah, I did order two of these, and I'll see what I get. They already shipped. So last time they had the sale, you know, for in-stock stuff, it took me 2 months for me to receive it, even though it was in stock. I was like, what the fuck's going on here, you know? And I think I was one of the first people to order from, or, you know, close to it. It's not like I waited around, you know? But I hope that I get something cool, and I probably will do, you know, some sort of live unboxing. Your video shit. I'm going to start adding more video shit to the Hoodcast stuff, like toy hunts and stuff that are... I even did one today. Went up to Sacramento Toy Fusion, and I took my GoPro, and it was falling apart and fell down, like, in my wife's car while she was driving. And I was trying to get it from under the seat. It was the battery cover, and I noticed there's a big hole in the floor underneath the seat. I'm like, what the fuck? It just fell out onto the road or something, you know, and you're fucking Flintstones. So it's a lot of me and the fig wife arguing. And then, going to the toy store. So I'm trying to make it more entertaining than what other people do or something.
So you're saying you seen my hunting video last week?
Yes.
And now you want to join in because you see I was the foist to do it.
Yeah, Cobra, you were the foist to do a toy hunting video, because not like me and Mike did it a long couple years ago and it failed, or we just stopped doing it. I mean, and like, not like we were the foist people to do it. I think we're using this wrong. But anyways, let's move on to Mondo. So they showed off their 1/6 scale Bane from the Batman animated series. And, you know, you get, he's the pro wrestler looking, you know, big dude.
Yeah.
And there's the exclusive version, which is limited. So you get like his veins popping out and the pop out eyes where he's like, what the fuck? And you also get his unmasked head and then, you know, the mask stuff. So pretty cool. But no one's making, well, I think Mafex is putting out a normal Bane, like the Breaking of the Bat Bane. It's just not out yet. But that's the only company that's done it. The other Bane that McFarlane did was that one fat one that looks weird. And then like, he did the Bane where he snaps Alfred's neck on the cover. Where he has the utility.
There is a good Bane by McFarlane, like you said, the fat one. It's the
Build-A-Figure?
The death metal Bane is fire, bro.
It's not. Dude, he's...
It is, dude.
I have it. I'm going to sell it. It looks stupid. The other one is good, where he's got the flak jacket thing, vest. It's a good Bane, but it's not the Breaking of the Bat Bane. It's not.
Yeah.
And no one's making that except for MoffX, and it's still not out. So, yeah, the Mondo Bane.
You're not going to force me into liking it.
That Mondo figure, though, it does look exactly like a wrestling figure. It's not. I don't think it looks like Bane.
It doesn't.
No.
He has like a leotard.
Yeah.
Thing
like a Nacho Libre mask or something.
Yeah. It looks. It just. I wasn't a fan of the animated Bane anyway. Like,
me neither.
I loved the animated Batman show, of course, but I didn't like how they portrayed him in that.
Yeah. Next up, this just in, I guess Hasbro has licensed Power Rangers to Playmates. And I see a lot of people saying this means the end of Lightning series or whatever, which I think that did get confirmed that they're not doing, Hasbro's not going to do the Lightning series. But in the press release, they said that Playmates will be able to use the license and make whatever the fuck they want, while Hasbro can still, you know, do whatever they want because it's their ownership. But what does this mean? Like a bunch of like the shitty turtles and stuff that Playmates is trying to do, and remaking a bunch of shit, but probably in Power Ranger form, maybe some playsets. Did they ever make Playmates? Never made anything Power Rangers, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so. But, you know, yeah. So, Power Ranger fans, like, I guess at least someone's going to be making shit. Next up, SH Monster Arts. So, they showed off their Godzilla with the pink spikes from the new movie that's coming out. But it's only a premium Bandai web exclusive, which is only in Japan. So, the Bandai.com USA version might come out after the sale. I don't know that a lot of people want this Godzilla. A lot of people are hating the fact that he's like running with King Kong and it looks stupid. And people don't like the pink, but it kind of makes sense when radiation gets super high or whatever. I don't know. Someone explained it to me on YouTube and I was like, okay.
I think it looks pretty cool.
I love Godzilla, aka Godzilla. And but it's because of the old shit that I used to watch as a kid. It's hard for me to get into this new shit, bro. Even though it's so fucking ill and I love Godzilla and it's just like, fuck, dude. It's just boring to me. They're not really doing it.
The Godzilla versus King Kong, when they were on the aircraft carrier, that was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, finally, like, you know, instead of King of the Monsters where it's always in the fucking rain and it's hard to see anything because you're hiding CGI. This time it was in bright blue, fucking crisp water, daylight. That's cool. That's what I want to see, you know? I don't want to be fucking squinting really, to try to see something.
In my voice, I would choose King Kong, you know, over Godzilla. I'm more of a Kong fan, I think.
Really? Man, that's
well. Not... I mean, I evolved. We evolved from monkeys, so why not?
Well, you have to be a fan of
it. Did you evolve the cobra from a monkey? Are we sure about that?
I'm like working on it. I think
I evolved from aliens. I don't know about you.
I'm still working on that evolution. Right. I'm like stuck. I'm stuck in the Neanderthal. You know.
Hold on. I think we just found the missing link, and it starts with a C, ends with a dad.
Me am cobra.
Yeah, you definitely are radiated.
Yeah.
Next up, Mezco! For all you Mezcultists. So, the Silver Era Captain America is about to release, or it's up for pre-order, I believe. And I'm not terrible into the Silver Era shit, and I don't like this. It looks... Of course it's plain.
The gloves look stupid. It doesn't fit on him right.
He's wearing shorts. You know,
over his tiny head.
It's
terrible.
He does wear shorts in the comic book. You can see
him. I know, but it doesn't look good on that figure, though.
No, it doesn't. Some of these Mezcos, when they do superheroes, it just looks like, you know, they're wearing onesies, you know, like they're like pajamas. Yeah. It's like a costume. I mean, it is a costume, but it's not a superhero thing, you know. Like, that's why wrestlers don't call it costume. They call it gear, something cool, you know? I guess superheroes call it their suit, you know?
Yeah, suit.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's a little better. But not for this fucking figure.
It has that stupid, like, leaf. Not leaf, but, like, kind of a snake scale
on the top.
Yeah, I just, wait.
Did he? He had that in the Silver Age, right? Like, the scales.
They all did, almost.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Still. Nope. Next up, Diamond Select Toys. So, continuing with their Lord of the Rings, they're releasing a invisible Frodo from when he put on the ring at the Dancing Pony. So, it's an all-translucent figure, about 5 inches tall, 16 points of articulation like every Diamond Select, window box with the fifth panel door, so it's like a book, but it shows the Dancing Pony Inn sign on the front. $29.99 for this little 5-inch figure, and yeah, I don't understand that price.
That's a cool scene in that movie too, though.
It is, and like I don't have a problem with the see-through Frodo, but not for $30. I'll just go get the Toy Biz one. You know, I think they made a see-through Frodo.
What the fuck you need a see-through figure, bro?
I don't, man. I don't. But they're making all these, like, translucent figures everywhere. It's like the new thing. The Star Wars, McFarlane with his stupid frost things that are, you know, why do you got to frostbite everything? Why do you got to jokerize everything? Yeah, well, whatever. Let's move on to McFarlane. And he showed off his frostbite Death in the Family Joker because we needed
another. We need a see-through Joker with, bro. How come the camera is even fucking see-through? Like he just is like, you know what, guys? I got a fucking foist idea here. I'm just going to take a figure and not paint it. You can see right through the motherfucker and put it in the box and sell it.
It's a lot less work for the people that I pay, so they don't have to paint the figure.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know. Thank you, Todd. I came up with these ideas first.
Why does Todd McFarlane sound like Kermit the Frog now on our show?
Because he always sounds like Kermit the Frog. I mean, I do. I do. Yeah.
If you...
Seriously. It's dumb.
He does sound like Kermit, though, if you really listen to him. He doesn't actually sound like when Mike used to do it. But we're so used to Mike doing it that we're...
Nah, Mike got a good rendition of him. It was actually pretty good, bro. You know what? I'm going to say it right now.
The mannerisms weren't
there. I'm going to come out and say it. And you ain't got to foist me to say this. I miss V-Town.
Wow. And then you the ones... like that's kind of like buddies getting into a fight... and then you become best friends later, you know?
Well, you never, if you're buddies, you're always fighting anyway, but...
yeah.
It's just, I miss his contributions and lack of contribution.
Yeah, you heard it foist. But also with McFarlane, he showed off his freshly painted Mr. Freeze, which paint scheme is good on this one.
Yeah,
Booster Gold. I don't know who the fuck he is. And Ambush
from
Bug.
The future. He's a guy from the future. Like, he's got a lot of technology and shit. And he actually comes to the past to be a superhero for fame, to be popular and shit.
Oh, that's kind of a good story. So he knows what's going to happen.
No, he doesn't know what's going to happen. They never really say that.
That'd be a better idea, though.
Well, that's pretty good for you to know.
Right.
But no, he comes to the past... with all his technology, and it makes him a superhero, but really, he's not, you know, like, he joins the Justice League,
he's like
and he's
Cable.
Like one of those looked over characters and shit like that, but, yeah, he wants to be popular, he has, like, a little camera that follows him around and shows all the shit
so
he does.
So, he must, like, came
Booster
from, like...
Gold is cool, but that version of him is very disgusting.
He must have came from, like, way in the future where he
didn't, yeah, he's super in the future.
He didn't study the past at all. He barely went to school, you know? And he's just a fucking, you know, blonde-haired moron. I don't know.
I've never heard of him, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Booster Gold. You can check him out on... he has a good episode on Justice League Unlimited.
Okay. And then also with that series, yeah, Ambush Bug, which is kind of like their fourth wall breaker, jokester. He's like some guy who put on, like, this suit that's an alien suit, and it gives you weird powers. And also, like, he breaks the fourth... he's kind of like Deadpool in a way, you know? Big jokester dude. Talks to the camera and shit. I didn't either until, like, you know, because I wanted to know why he carries around that little toy and all that shit. So I did look him up. I just don't remember a whole lot of what I read. And I thought it was, like, kind of interesting. So it made me kind of want the figure and, like, look more into him. Because there's other – because he's been in Suicide Squad, and the cover of that is, like, he gears up, like, in Vietnam gear. But except for, you know, he's got one boxing glove on, and because he doesn't know shit. It's he's pretty cool. I think. I never read a fucking comic book with him. Or a comic book in general.
Well, you know.
No,
with your reading disorder, you know.
You don't have to read a comic book. You just tune in on Wednesday nights and, you know, Cover Dad will hook you up.
I'll take care of it all for you, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little plug for you, Cobra.
Thank you, sir.
Next up, MoffX. So they showed off their Spider-Man Tobey Maguire from No Way Home, except for this figure, like, his head looks good, but it looks like he's younger with the old person's, you know, hair, or from No Way Home hair. But it does look like a decent figure. Now, the articulation is, you know, typical Mafex, so it's not all that Spider-Man-y. But, hey, what can you ask for? I like the SH Fig Arts, even though it's got that weird butt groove and all the weird articulations in it. But I guess you need it. I don't know. I don't need it. I don't give a fuck.
You don't.
All right. Good job. Next up, AEW. So the only thing I'm going to talk about here, because all these figures just fucking sit and nobody buys them except for...
And they're just re-releases of the same fucking figure.
Right. But the only one I will talk about is the MJF stuff. So you got an MJF, and it's when he won the poker chip or whatever, when he came out as the devil, masked devil, and took off the mask. So I think the Chase is the devil, I think. And then the normal version is MJF in the suit with the poker chip and, like, the loose mask or something. But, yeah, definitely a cool figure. I'll have to pick up one of them, whichever one, I don't even know. But if I see him, I'm going to get it. And lastly, Super 7. So we got an in-hand look. Somebody already had this figure and posted it all over online. And it's King Conan, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Wow. Sitting
on his throne. This figure looks amazing to me.
Yeah.
I really like it. The Arnold's face is dead on.
When you showed me this earlier, I thought this was a statue. And if this thing can be stood up and made to pose...
I didn't send you all the pictures where the dude posed it, because he released a bunch of pictures of him posing him. And it's phenomenal, man. For Super 7, I was like, wow, this is dope.
I'm just not a big fan of all the gold.
I like the gold. It makes the figure pop, makes the throne... chair, whatever that fucking bench, you know,
what makes it blend into it. That's what it does.
Nah, like, I think it pops, man. I like, but I like a bird. I like shiny stuff.
Not me. I just, you know, Conan wasn't about like gold and jewels and shit like that. He was about conquest and the lamentation of the women.
Right, but now he has all that shit, and they build it for him.
I don't know. I don't think he would rock that gold.
Maybe not, but you know. And this is, he doesn't even look that old or nothing, you know? He just has long hair.
He's getting there. He's like mid-40s Conan.
Yeah, like he's like Arnold a couple years ago, 10 years ago. He's like, you know, the Governator Arnold. You know, that era.
Gold Crash California. Remember those commercials?
Yeah.
He had like Steve Z, when we had the Governator, he used to have commercials on TV about, you know, the highways, you know, throwing shit out on the highway and how much garbage we had on the freeways. And he'd be like, "Don't trash California."
And then, like, he would turn around and there'd be a tiny little tear, you know, like that Native American dude, you know. Do me a favor. Don't look the other way. On the That's it for the fucking news, unless y'all got something else that I don't know, because we can get into recent acquisitions.
Five-finger discount, girl, you gonna give it to me. Walmart employee, Target team member, give me that shit, give me your phone number, call me later when it's in stock. Yo, we got that Casey Raff 2-pack, gonna sell it to you out the motherfucking bag. Cause you hood cast for life, gonna be there, gonna take it real nice.
Recent acquisitions, what we picked up this week. Yo, Steve, did you pick up anything this week?
Not this week. I ordered a few things, but I haven't picked anything up this week.
What'd you order?
I ordered Hot Toys came out with a new Stormtrooper with a background that I ordered. I didn't even know about Hot Toys till I started listening to you guys.
Really? So how many Hot Toys do you have?
Now, I probably have about 15.
Okay. All Star Wars stuff or what?
It's mostly Star Wars. I have a Thanos, Clint Eastwood.
Shit.
Bro, yeah. Where's the pics at, man? Take some pics, bust them on IG.
Man, you know, all my stuff is just pretty static. You know, I wish I had the ability to be creative like you guys and take good pictures. I've tried it. It comes out looking just like a picture of a figure that's not posed properly.
Look, maybe...
Man, you know what, Cobra's bro? We all got to start somewhere, dog.
Yeah.
We all got to start somewhere, bro. When Cobra was just a little snake in his shell, you know.
And he was sucking on V-Town's teat.
Yes, when I was attached to the teat of the V, and I was getting all that Beetlejuice.
It was foisted into your mouth.
I didn't take any pictures or anything myself, but you just start off doing it, dude, and just have some fun with it. It'll evolve, man.
Honestly, my toy addiction has gotten worse since I've listened to you guys, because when I first started collecting,
no doubt,
I first started collecting, it was like McFarlane's, and I found out about the NECA TMNT, right?
Oh, yeah.
Then I started getting back into it. And then I started listening to you guys. And then I heard about like Mezco, and which I bought some Mezcos. And then and then Hot Toys, which I'm kind of addicted to those, but those are kind of pricey, as you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I started hearing about these third party creators, you know, and I got like Leon the Killer, and I got, some of the third party turtles and things like that. So,
like 5K Toys.
Right, the yeah. toys, yeah. So I hear you guys talk about all of it, and then as soon as I hear it, I go look it up. I'm like, oh shit, man, that looks awesome, man. I'm gonna grab it. So, yeah, I didn't know what a Hot Toys was, but I think I called in one time. So I've got the Hot Toys, but then I've also got like the Star Ace. I think I called in one time and said I have that Joker. That's probably my favorite one six skill. Is that Ninja Batman Joker.
Ninja.
And I've got, okay, yeah, I've got yeah, that yeah. whole line. Yeah.
It's cool. Ooh. What'd you pick up, Cobra?
Man, I went wild. I mean, started last Sunday. I went and cashed in. I did a toy hunt bid. And I picked
up. You don't say.
Yeah. And you can check that out on IG. You know, it's not the weekly habit, but why not? So, I picked up the Turtles of Grayskull Mouse Jaw because it was on sale for $17. But since I do get my pharmacy shit from Target, they give me coupons, and I got $2 on top of that, so it was about $16 with tax. And then I realized it's a build-a-pick. There's a build-a-piece in there, so I was like really happy about that.
$17 minus $2 is $16.
Well, when that's after math, the tax. Man. After the tax, don't fuck with me, dude. Don't fuck with me. All right. Anyway,
I'm just pointing it out. That's all.
Yeah.
I ain't making fun of you. I'm just pointing out exactly what you said. Almost. You know, it was just
did say $17 minus the $2.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway. Okay.
Now we can all laugh.
As I digress. So then from Target, I went to Walmart and I picked up their exclusive 4-pack of the Mutant Mayhem Turtles.
Yeah.
The disguised ones, because it was on clearance for $14. And there is a sick-ass Spock Donatello in there.
Spock
Donatello. And I just couldn't fucking pass on it, bro. I just...
Big Spock? Trekkie. Like Star Trek?
Like Spock. Like Donatello as Spock, bro.
Fuck Star Trek.
It is fire.
But what
man.
Do you need that for? Are you going to have, like, there's no all the turtles as Star Trek turtles.
Nah, one of them's a cowboy, one's a space guy, and one's of Michelangelo's, like a Maui kind of, like, party guy.
They're all
like
ridiculous. They're
so you can have some fun with it. I just couldn't pass on it. Plus, it was the fucking video. I picked it up for content. Something you don't know shit about.
I know shit about it because it's garbage. That's why it was unclear.
Yeah, and now you're trying to do the same thing I just did. Now you're like,
I know what you're talking about.
Do a pickup video too.
I understand that Mutant Mayhem.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But this Spock, I'll show it to you in a sec when we have a chance. So I picked up that. Then I went to the Pulga, and I had some credit with Tommy Toys, and I used some credit to buy my son. He wanted the FH Big Arts. Trunks?
SH, yeah.
SH, yeah. He got the Trunks, and then I picked up the NECA, the Wandering Turtle.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
It's all right.
And then I picked up the Homeless Marvel Turtle. Legends, that big-ass Venom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good Venom. I have that Venom.
Yeah.
The Monster Venom.
I got
Venom.
That.
I'm not getting anything from that new NECA, the new NECA releases, other than maybe that Usagi. I think I'm burnt out on the turtles. I've gotten so many of them.
I hear you. I can't do Toon Turtles. I just can't do it.
Yeah,
just too much shit.
So that was Sunday. That was just Sunday. Then on Wednesday, I went to the comic books, Flying Colors Comics, and there really wasn't any books for me because the books I'm reading got pushed to next month. But I did pick up that Joe Fixit, the patch 2-pack Wolverine and Hulk.
Yeah, I'd like to get that.
You saw that in the pack?
Well, I paid $75 plus tax.
But where'd you get it? At Amazon or?
No, from the comic book store.
Oh, they had it. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And then when I went on to Entertainment Earth, it's about $60, but with the tax and the shipping, it's about the same as me just buying it from the comic book store.
Yeah, plus you have it right now.
And I supported my LCS. Yeah.
That's me. If I have trouble ordering stuff, I'd rather find it in person and buy it. If I see it in person, I'm definitely going to buy it.
Yeah, so that was that. I picked up a bunch of stuff this week.
Damn.
Yeah. Trevor
Blue's home paycheck.
Yeah.
Last week, I went to Santa Rosa, and I went to the Batcave collectibles or comics or whatever.
That's a good spot.
Yeah.
That's a good spot.
They had, a bunch of figures just laid out in bags and stuff. So I was rifling through them, and I found all, the old Hellraiser figures. And a lot of them I have, but I found ones I didn't have. I got Frank and Julia, and all her parts were there, except for one of her head pegs was broken. But that dude, I'm a fucking wizard. I can fix that shit, no problem. So that was really cool. And then I also got the Chatterer dog and some Angela, I think her name is, the one with her head scalp coming down. Cool figures, man. And I've been looking for Frank and Julia forever. And I don't want to pay the big money that they go for. It's not that big of money, but it's, they're fragile toys. It's like the old. Is it NECA? I think they're NECA. I don't know if they're McFarlane's or not. But I also got from Craniac Studios the Dennis Rodman head, which I, painted it. I made his body and figure and shit out of some old fucking AEW figures because they're just easier to take apart and put back together. And this Rodman figure looks fucking dope, man. The Worm, Rodzilla. It looks excellent.
What color hair did you give him?
I gave him green with splotches of black in it. And then I painted some glow-in-the-dark shit on it. So, his hair and his glasses, the NWO will glow in white. His white shoes will glow. It's just, I don't know, I put some novelty into it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But that's all I picked up. Let's get to everyone's segment that they're all fast-forwarding to, the listener segment. Coming up with the gang. Now stop fast-forwarding. Stop fast-forwarding. Right here.
Right.
Here's your part. You come nuts with the gang. You come nuts with the gang. You come nuts with the gang. You're coming 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 nuts with the gang. Nuts with the gang. You're coming nuts with the gang. You're coming nuts with the gang. You're coming nuts with the gang. Is what they do worthwhile? No. Come on, always say man. It. Fuck
come on,
no.
Man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
It's not.
Man. Come on, man. Come on.
I don't even like doing it sometimes. Sometimes it's a fucking job. But, just like the president, you gotta take your pills and go to work every day and just make some decisions. Don't. And that's not gonna work for me, pal. if you wanna know more, join the Hoodcast Patreon, man. Tons of bonus shows and a lot of new content coming out. So, and it's only $3 a month, man. It's super cheap. I know some people charge less, but look, we don't make any money. So $3 a month, I think, is chump change, We're not asking for a cigarette after you leave the 7-Eleven. No.
You never know, you might end up in a co-host seat like me if you donate that $3 a month.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd be a dedicated listener and shit. You get, rewarded somehow. But also you can go to hoodcastaf.com. There's that merch link. You can get shirts and stuff on there. So check that out. Also, go to hoodcastaf.com. And on the right side of the screen, there's a voice message button. You can go there and leave a message, play a character, whatever it is. We're going to play it. So hopefully some of y'all called in for our 200th episode. I know a lot of people just don't give a fuck, and that's fine, because I don't either. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I don't even talk to them. I don't fucking care. Now, the YouTube stuff, yeah, I'll go on there and chat with the fans and stuff and make just asshole comments that they won't promote because it'll be a really, really wrong joke. Or I'll just be super shit-faced, and they can tell. All right. So we got this first call. It's from Joe Cool. He's a cigarette-smoking camel. Remember him?
No doubt.
Let's see what he has to say.
Hey, Hoodcast. You know who it is. Listen, I'm a little upset with the way you've been telling people that what we do worthwhile. And you say, hell no. Let me tell you something, Jack. What we do is worthwhile. I tell you if I remember what it was. But I don't.
Wait, that's not Joe Camel. That's the other Joe.
That's Snoopy,
right?
That's Brandon. That's the little homie Brandon.
Oh, well, fuck Brandon. I don't like him.
No, that's Grandpa Brand.
Shit. Oh, okay. All right. We got another call from Robot Don the Destroyer. All right.
Hello, Hoodcast. It's me. It's Donald. It's number 45. It's the greatest president of all time and the greatest action figure president of all time. Trust me, it's true.
Bro.
See, this is where I would just cut this off right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Try harder.
Yeah,
that audio just...
Thanks a lot, dude.
Look,
how the fuck are you going to call us with bullshit on our 200th episode?
Yeah, people fast forward through the whole show just to listen to your bullshit.
Good idea, bad execution.
Yeah. Sorry, pal. Let's this call we should be able to hear. This is Mike Vannucci. We all know him. He operates that sex shop in down on Georgia Street in Vallejo. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? It's your boy Mike Vannucci from fucking Wild Dreams out here in fucking Vallejo.
Hey, what's going on?
Been a while since I talked to you fucking dick pullers. How the hell you guys doing? I figured I'd get back to you now that you got rid of that fucking deadweight Mike TV. I figured maybe now it was worth fucking talking to you guys and getting back into the fucking swing of things. That cocksucker still owes me $7,200 for all those fucking chickens that he fucking slayed in the Jack Shack there. Never fucking even attempted to pay me a fucking dollar for those chickens. And I'm not even 100% convinced that he didn't fuck them. Oh! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he fucking stuck his little fucking thing in there, that fucking juggernaut. But anyways, I fucking digress. Time to move on. So how you fucking fellas doing? God damn, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I ain't seen you in the fucking shop there lately, Jonathan.
Nah.
I don't understand what's going on. I know I don't have the latest fucking sex dolls, but
I got issues.
You know, you ain't been by to check out that Terry Crews one in a while there, and I'm still gonna convince you to buy that thing. And Cobra, you know, it's been a long time since I had that fucking delivery of the cocks. Yeah, you ain't been bringing them by. What's going on? You too good to deliver dicks now or what?
Supply and demand, man.
Anyways, you fucking fellas, I'm glad to have you back in my fucking life there. This is Mike fucking Vannucci. Swing on in and check it out. And maybe you get a fucking discount down at my shop here if you use fucking Hoodcast's names. Come in and say, hey, I'm from fucking Hoodcast, and maybe I'll give you 50% off your next 50-cent dick.
You know what?
All right. Matt on. I love you guys. Peace.
I'm going to go
but
down.
Shout.
I'm going to go down to Wet Dreams and do a toy hunt video. You think they'll let me film in there? I know they got the, what they call adult arcade rooms back there. And as a kid, I thought they were actual video games. I'm like, I want to go in there. That sounds cool. Probably like, you know, cool arcade games with guns and shit. No. No.
Wrong choice.
Bro, you guys ever been into one of those places and went in and like watched the porn and jerk off?
I have. I think I told the story before. Yeah. And
bro,
I didn't know this.
Look.
I'll save it for the Patreon, dude.
Yeah, all right.
Like the after show. I'll tell the story.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's because it's.
Yeah, pay for that raunchy shit.
Yeah. We got a call from the pot. No, Vile Labs from Highly Postable, which nice. You can hear them talk about all the, you know, extra-worldly figures that we don't talk about. You know, like, well, they do more in-depth Mythic Legions and all the other, you know, Mezco.
Their custom game is on point.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They're phenomenal.
These motherfuckers remanufacture toys, basically.
Yeah, with joints and everything,
they take
man.
A fucking toy or 10, and they will turn it into one. Like, oh, I use this toe from this. And then I popped out the eyeball on that fucker and repainted its socket.
They gotta be fucking organized, because if I try to do that, my garage turns into a fucking mess. I'm like, where the fuck is this part? God fucking damn it. Throwing shit everywhere. Where the fuck is it? Oh, I found it. Now I gotta find, what happened to the figure I just had in my hand? Fuck, it's somewhere around here. Like,
and then you got the, like, the dawn of the click, KJ, with the ill... With the ill New York, the accent, bro, he'd be like,
dude, and like the Target toy shop in his background where he owns everything.
He's like, he's like, it's nothing. He's like, you come to me on the day of my podcast asking for a favor, yet you have not even thought to call me Godfather.
Let's hear from the pot dog.
What's up? It's the Pot Dog! Calling with Cast AF, baby!
What's
Fuck
that?
Yeah, I'm feeling the energy. I gotta let you fuckers know what's going on lately with the Pot Dog and doing his whole stand-up comedy shit. I went down to the Jehovah's Witness Comedy Club downtown. Have you guys been there? It's pretty fun.
Hey, wait, I didn't play Vile Labs, huh? We just skipped over him.
Yeah.
All right.
Look. Dude, Vile Labs does a great Pot Dog impersonation.
Oh, shit. No, this is actually Pot Dog.
It'd be crazy if it was him.
Let's finish Pot Dog's shit. Sorry, Vile, you got bumped.
Pretty funny, I guess. They tell a lot of knock-knock jokes. You know who's not knocking on my door? Scientologists. You know why? Because the Pot Dog's poor. The Pot Dog doesn't have money. So Scientologists don't fuck with the Pot Dog. In fact, I shouldn't even be joking about those fucking loser pieces of shit rich cocksuckers, because they'll probably try to come after me and sue me. But guess what, motherfuckers? Come after the Pot Dog. Try to put me down. Try to put a muzzle on me. Try to take me to the pound, because you can't. The Pot Dog is unbound, baby.
I love his energy, man.
Let me tell you another thing that's pissing me off. That Scientologist, Tom Cruise. Yeah, you might know the guy, the midget walking around pretending to be big shit. Yeah,
that midget
Jack
can fly.
Reacher. The dude that wrote Jack Reacher described Reacher as 6'4", blonde and muscular, and they hired that vanilla midget piece of shit, insecure small dick, Tom Cruise. That piece of shit
can
act.
A thief. Yeah.
He steals jobs from people in Hollywood.
Like
the stuntmen, because they would love to have a job, but Tom Cruise has to prove his tiny penis is a little bit bigger than his tiny little fucking penis. So he takes all the stunt jobs. You know what we call that syndrome?
Man.
The Mike TV syndrome. Seriously, though, Jonathan, I love you. My heart goes out to you. Cobra, my heart goes out to you for your gaping asshole you got in prison. Pot Dog's out with peace.
Shit.
God damn, did Tom Cruise steal his lunch money in school or something?
Nah, he stole Tom Cruise's blow is what happened, dude. He got all, you know, OT level thetan, you know, high end flying and shit off that white powder or something.
Yeah.
It'd have been funnier if he just said vanilla. He just said vanilla sky.
And he found out I had a gaping asshole in prison.
Ooh.
I think that's a pretty, I don't think that's a well known, well kept secret, Cobra.
Nah.
Everybody's been knowing that. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hide all kinds of
shit. I charge 2 soups per dick, so. Hmm.
That's it.
Those soups come in handy in prison.
Mm. Do you make a spread?
Oh, I spread all right.
Bazinga. I don't know the sound effect. Vile Labs. Sorry, bro. Now, let's bump Vile Labs again. Let's go to Terry. How about Terry? We haven't heard from your boy Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
Hey, g'day, mate. It's your old boy, old Terry. I haven't called you mates in a little while. old Terry went on walkabout there out in the outback there for a few months. Because old Terry's been going through a bit of a midlife crisis, and I need to find out what I'm going to do next in my life.
Okay.
So I went on walkabout on a little journey of discovery there. And one night when I was doing a little experimentation, I may have got my junk stuck in a didgeridoo. So I had to go to the hospital real quick there, and I spent a couple of weeks there trying to heal up my junk, if you know what I mean.
You call that a junk? Yeah. But, this is a junk.
Yeah, so Terry's out and about, and I'm ready to get down to clown, and then I realized that you guys said you were having your 200th episode. Mm-hmm. That is fabulous, mate. I don't know how the fuck you've made it through 200 episodes with as many fights and arguments you lads have on a daily basis.
No shit.
But anyways, God fucking bless you. I'm glad you're all doing great. And congratulations on 200 episodes.
Thank you, thank you.
You wanky fuckers. Have a great night and enjoy your celebration there. Terry out.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Good to hear from Terry. And, you know, I'm glad he's still alive. He's always getting chomped by something or... You know, so he's still
can't
out there
keep
kicking.
His hands to himself,
dude. He can't sounds keep like his junk to himself. Vile Labs, should we bump you again? Nah, we'll hear you from you.
Ah, fuck it, go for a third time.
Yo, Hoodcast AF.
Okay, that's enough. We know.
Hey,
is he asleep?
Sounds like me.
Is he calling in like early morning before going to work, or is like? Is it after his show? He's like, I got to make this call. I got to sound he's supportive. Like, you know,
Yeah, he's like, these cocksuckers forcing me to call in.
He's like, man, I didn't want to post that joke by falling. It was all a child molesting joke or something. I can't post that shit.
Episode 200. Hell yeah, guys. Congrats. Great milestone. Fantastic achievement. You guys are killing it. The Bad Boys of Action Figure Podcasting and the Champs of Hoodmania.
Are you reading?
2024. Looking forward for the next 200 episodes.
He sounds excited.
Much love. File Labs and Highly Posable.
Cheap plug.
Happy fucking Friday.
Bro, why does he sound like there's someone holding a gun
to
his head?
I think he might sound a little bit more mundane than I do. When I
Dude, he sounds like he's like in a warehouse sitting in a wooden chair with a script and a guy with a gun to his head.
Dude, they're going to play that Reservoir Dog song like that fucking cut his ear off and shit.
Yeah, stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah. He's Mr. Vile. That's his like, you know, code name. He didn't do a very good job robbing the bank. So.
He's definitely more upbeat in his on his show.
Bullshit, he sounds the same.
Slightly.
But he sounds the same, but I think he sounds more engaged on his show.
All I know is I smoke a lot of good marijuana, and I want what he's smoking.
Let's see, we got another call in. Let's see. Tony Toybox? Let me see. Where you at, Tony? Tony! Hey, Tony! There he is, right there. Let's hear from Tony.
What's up to the number one pop?
Hey, you gonna give out a cheap Latin Legions plug? Because if you do, I might cut you. Nah, I'm just joking. But.
Podcast on YouTube Music, iTunes, Spotify, and Patreon, Hoodcast AF.
Why do people do commercials on our own show?
Well, he sounds like he might be related to Lulu.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to get a hold of her, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want to wish you guys a happy 200th episode.
Thank you.
I fell in day one, and I'm going to be there listening to your podcast until the day you guys drop dead.
So could be much tomorrow, success.
Also, shout out to Mikey TV, who played an integral role in getting Hoodcast launched until recently. But Cobra Dad, you did take in it and run with it, but you do need a better shit list. All right, brothers.
I agree.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I got to do that, good too. Journey. But yeah. Thank you, Tony. Let's see. I got some more call-ins here.
Yeah, that shit list is a good idea, Cobra. You're gonna have to spice it up.
I gotta work on it. Yeah, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna run with it. Watch.
So I'm not sure who this is from, but let's just hear it. All right.
Well. Look at this. 200 episodes. When I'm hanging out with the monarch in the cocoon with a couple of ladies, we listen to these losers. Jonathan Fallon and Cobra Dad will keep you entertained just enough to be with the price of admission, which is free. Congratulations, and here's to 200 more.
Who the fuck is that?
An AI voice?
Yeah, but who is that? I don't know.
Did he say who it was when he first started talking?
No, he didn't introduce himself.
Was that the coolest man alive? Like the guy would be like, when I am drinking beers, I yeah. drink with bisexual women.
When I do listen to a toy podcast, it yeah. would be Hoodcast AF.
That right. was definitely AI generated.
Podcast safely, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn, how in the fuck did these motherfuckers get to 200 episodes? Congratulations on 200 hours of fart jokes and fuckery. Here's to two of the most talentless talents in the business.
I think that was supposed to be...
Samuel?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like him. He's using a certain voice app creator that... There's certain voices that they say it is, but it doesn't sound like him. You know,
sounded pretty good.
It's all right. He didn't say motherfucker. Yeah,
maybe that's just the brother down at the corner store.
Motherfucker, say motherfucker one more time. I fucking dare you.
My ninja.
Wait, what? One more time.
yeah. Look. Do we wanna do a chit list? Do we got some shit for that?
Do you?
I do. Yeah, we can do.
Let's roll.
Let's go. Chit list.
When he gets mad and he gets pissed,
shit list.
He grabs his pen and he writes out a list,
shit list.
Of all the assholes that won't be missed,
shit list.
You've made Cobra's shit list. Shit list.
I like it.
Let me ask you something, Steve. Have you ever heard the original shit list song by L7?
I haven't.
Get the fuck out of here. What is wrong with you guys? How do you guys not know shit list?
We're not lame like you.
Whoa.
You smell Look, me?
Let me tell you.
Cool peep game.
This is lame bit.
All right, this is my lame bit. You want to know what some bullshit?
Yeah.
Some bullshit is that this guy knew the other Toy Squad members before me, and they didn't give two shit lists about him until... He met me.
Bullshit.
And now everybody
Who are
wants
you, Mike? Are you taking V-Town credit here?
You know what I'm saying?
You're like, I invented this shit with this group. I invented toy hunts. My name is Cobra Dad. I am the Weekly Habit. And every show that talks about comic books, I already did it. I wear glasses, so you can't, hey, motherfucker.
Hey, I'll tell you this. This is what's bullshit, and this is what's really on my shit list. When your old lady makes you, like, I pick up my car keys... And I walk to the front door, and she's going to be like this. Where are you going? And if I don't explain where I'm going, she's going to be, whoa, what are
Dude.
You? Like, you know, she wants to know where I'm going, right?
When I get up off the couch to go take a piss or get a drink of water, my wife goes,
right.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? What are you doing?
Where are you going?
What are you up to?
What does it fucking matter? I'm still here. If I was going
to, like...
Do you know
this woman took off to L.A. on Thursday? Did she ask me?
Did you tell me? Did you ask?
Well, I knew, but I knew because I heard her talking on the phone.
Good. Then
about
you knew.
Going to L.A.
Then you knew.
And I'm like, yo,
she,
when was
I
going to?
I would help her.
Like, yeah. And then she's like, what's my sister? You know,
And then you go buy her toys.
No, this is what goes.
You trained, motherfucker. You trained.
I go, I'm scared of you going on the long trip without me because I'm just scared. I mean, and then that night, I try to tell her, you know, this might be our last night in bed. Blow me.
You know what? Here's Cobra. You know what really grinds my gears? He thinks he's Dennis Leary and shit. He's smoking and wearing glasses. I don't know what the fuck Cobra does. But, you know, what grinds my gears is something lame that everyone
I'm just
knows.
Like you. Why not blow me? You know, it just could be it. Blow me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I love you. Blow me
the last
already.
Time you taste this.
That's on my shit list. And then I got another thing on my shit list. She left the dogs here with me, her little Chihuahua dogs.
Why would you take them to L.A.?
Was she supposed to take them with her? Well, they're little enough to go somewhere. I mean, I love the dogs and everything, and they're cute and everything. But, dude, these little motherfuckers are... She put an alarm on my phone for to when to feed them. And I'm like, what? When they act like they hungry, then I'll feed them.
Two. I got to write down two. Okay. And all the... Okay. All the pot dog words. I mean, you know what really grinds my gears? All these motherfuckers with all the racial fucking slurs, which I think are hilarious at the time. But, dude, I'm a fucking grown white male. I don't want to get my ass beat, or I don't even want to explain myself, because this generation that we live in is all a bunch of fucking whiny crybabies.
Keep it a buck 50. You've seen me in public around gentlemen of a color.
So if I get in trouble, I'm going to say I learned it from him.
Yeah, well, you see me saying it to black dudes, right? Me and Tron, honestly, I don't even notice. I say it to him all the time.
You have with him, though, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But, okay, you're right. I just don't go up to random black people and think I'm good to say that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because
very good.
I have respect because they don't know me and I don't know them. Plus, I don't look like a Mexican. I look like a white boy. So they're going to take it the wrong way.
But see, if I say ninja, that's positive. I'm saying, hey, you're very stealthy. And you're very cool at murdering people.
But here's the thing.
You just had vanilla ice, but he's the one that first started using that.
If I say ninja,
I'm not going to be like if a guy goes, hey, Cobra, man, I'm not really comfortable with you saying that. I'm going to be like, hey, out of respect for you, I'm not going to say it around you. But
you
I'm
should just say the N-word.
Don't
say my ninja or N-word, because like that implies ownership, and we're past that. Slavery's done. Just say the N-word.
But see, the my part is the enduring part. You're my. We're together. We're one. Mm.
So do you say my old lady?
Yeah, my old lady.
Implies ownership, man. You just foist it upon everyone, dude.
My kids... My car, my dogs, my podcast.
You know what really fucking pisses me off on Instagram? I'll be trying to post shit and work on some stuff, and then someone's live feed pops up like, oh, this person's going live. I don't know who the fuck they are, but I follow like thousands of people. So, and it's like it clicks on their fucking live stream by accident. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to watch your shit. Don't post the fucking links up top, Instagram. What the fuck is that?
The little bubble that comes down, right?
Yeah. And you hit it
and
by accident.
And you're working on something and you click that shit.
And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to watch your fucking live stream where you're like, and then there's this.
It always happens when you're trying to do something too. And it always happens.
Yeah. Also with Instagram's fucking, I don't know, like people paid for ads, but they're these bot accounts that go, we'll animate your logo for $22 or some shit like that. Like, get the fuck out of here. I don't need that shit. That shit's for, like, you know, fucking, we're the addiction. They can go pay for that shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? And then all the sites that will, like, hey, we'll make your gamer logo for you or whatever you want. You know, and they'll do a cartoon version of you or something. But all their logos that on their site look the fucking same as the next site that's doing it. And it's all a bunch of bot accounts trying to take your money. Maybe they do the work for you, but I don't fucking know that. I don't need any of that shit. And stop showing me that fucking stop. I just told myself to stop. Right. See that? Calming down. Yeah. Serenity now!
Well, you know what I hate? I hate getting those Instagram joints. Like, hey, grow your page. Well, if you just do this and this and that.
Fake bot likes.
And I'm like, no, I like my 100 people. I don't need your random thousands.
You know what also pisses me off? You know, I like looking at people's action figure photography, whether it sucks or it's good. And then, you know, I'll even like swipe, you know, to look at the rest of the pictures. But I hate it when their next picture is like, you know, how they took the picture with the f-stop and all that fucking gibberish that I don't understand. I don't care how far away you were from the thing and what ISO you used. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to recreate your fucking shot, dude. I don't need to know that shit. We know you're good with the camera and you understand that shit. We don't care. Don't post that shit. You ain't someone cool. You ain't a fucking celebrity. We need to know that you know this shit.
And what about the dickheads who like
to brag, man?
Who like to suck on their own pitos?
What's a pito?
By showing the build, the way they build the shot.
I actually kind of like that.
I kind of like that, Cobra.
I hate that, bro. If the shots fire,
Cobra doesn't like stuff he can't do.
Fuck about how you made it, bro.
No, but, I like
for
that.
But for somebody like me who's terrible at this crap. You know, I think it's kind of cool because I can be like, oh, that's how you do it. Because I have no clue how to do that stuff.
I think it's being narcissistic. Look what I went through just to get this one little single shot.
Yeah. Cobra, you're jaded. I think that's cool. But the fucking camera settings, I don't need your camera settings. I'm going to do that on my next picture where you swipe to the right or whatever left. And it's going to show my camera settings. It's going to say F you. And, you know, like all this fucking, you know, derogatory gibberish.
I'm going to do one of those and people are going to laugh at me because my setup is a comic book turned upside down because it's the back of the the whiteboard. And then another comic book standing straight up with the whiteboard and then a figure in front of it.
Yeah, you land.
nothing wrong with that.
Hey, you know, at least and then I go from there. I do my
editing. You just don't strive to take as quality of pictures as those other guys that spend hours.
No, I don't strive, bro. He doesn't strive at all.
Because then they'll expect more from him, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to, Cobra, let me tell you, you don't want to
do $20 an hour work when you're getting paid $10.
Right. Cobra, there's a glass ceiling and you've already busted through it, you know, and you got to repair that for your little wage.
Yeah.
Clean this shit up. Come on. I'm trying to run a chocolate factory here or something. Well, shit, man. I think we did it for this episode 200. Stay tuned on the Patreon for the after show because I'm going to tell a fucking gross story. I think I've told it before, but I don't remember. I'll tell it again. You know, or, you know, one of the multiple times I went to a Jack Shack and not TV's house. but yeah, with that, where's the fucking thing at?
Yo, let's get some shout outs going. Let's go. Yeah. Shout out to my man, TH.
Go ahead.
DPHZ, man. I mean,
thank you
have been such a great caller.
Absolutely, man.
Support. The voice is on point.
I almost fell asleep this cast listening to you, but dude, I made it through. I've been drinking coffee, and now I'm on champagne because this is episode 200.
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations, guys. Yeah. Well deserved.
And I'd like to shout myself out. Because it's
just, why not?
I mean, I'm Cobra. Why not?
Sure. Yo, shout out to all the Extra Good shows that are our buddies and even the ones who aren't, and you know some other shows. Hey, let us know, let them know about us, you know, whatever. Spread the word, spread the community. We're for the community. Even though we talk against it, but that's the fun part of it. Nobody wants, like, you know, hey, nice this. Oh, nice, you got that figure. Oh, that's lovely. No, I'm going to say your shit sucks. Your shit sucks. Do better next time.
Yeah. Hey, big shout out to Michael Television. You know, even though he's not with us today, he is one of the main reasons why we are here today.
Absolutely. And I'm not discrediting him at all. I make jokes. But nothing serious, man.
Yeah.
Nothing serious. Like
it is what it is, baby.
A long time, and he made it what it is, you know? And he did a great job doing it for most of the time, you know? Like, we all fuck up, and we all get tired, and we all get lazy. You know, it all happens. But, yeah.
Yeah.
We move forward. We don't step backward.
Yeah.
But with that, thanks to A Worthy Addiction, even though I shit on them a lot. Thanks to Highly Posable. Thanks to Tony Toy Box opened today, and all them guys over at the Latin Legions. I did check them out and joined their chat last Sunday on YouTube. It was fun. I think I was drunk, and also I had just found out like the day before that my brother died, so it was a good break. You know, they were funny and entertaining. So episode 200
in the books.
God bless Hoodcast AF.
And God bless Texas.
We don't say goodbye.
We say good journey. I guess that's why the gangsters be at all my shows. Got the deal, nothing changed but my clothes. Still catch me in the gym. Like cuckoo cow. Is this like the radio edit? He's not swearing.
Yeah. That's right. Close I ever been to commercials when I watch TV. And everybody know I rep these streets faithfully. Every time I do it for my hood. And every time I do it for your hood. Cast. Every time I do it for they hood. Cast. It's understood. I do it for the hood. Every time I do it, I do it for my hood. And every time I do it.
Don't say goodbye. Say good journey.
There's an old attorney saying, live the journey, for every destiny is but a doorway to another. Good journey.
Good journey.